Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're rocking with you until noon. Then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC. Our show should be a ton of fun today. We're trying to spin the De'Aaron Fox trade forward a little bit. We're trying to figure out if there's a way that by 12.01 p.m. on Thursday, the deadline is noon. So if at 12.01 p.m. Thursday, you can look at the Kings roster and confidently say, oh, you know what? I think they might have gotten better. I think I like their chances now more than I did, despite the fact they traded the face of their franchise. All in all, they're in a better place now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an opportunity to do that here. You just mentioned that Cam Johnson is still on the table. They still have the assets to make that happen. John Collins, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it those two?
Well, I mean, I think those two are the pieces that you would combine into a bigger deal here, right?
That's, both?
No, one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the types of pieces that you could combine into this deal.
I see.
But like that doesn't mean that there aren't other trades out there.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what you want to do. Like, you know, I think everybody knows that Brandon Ingram is probably not long for the New Orleans Pelicans, right? And that his agent has been working alongside the Kings for the last week trying to figure out the De'Aaron Fox situation because Fox and Ingram share the same agent.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a possibility that you could make a run at using DeMar DeRozan's salary and, you know, other things to go, because you can see that, like, DeMar DeRozan at $24 million, Trey Lyles at $8 million, that puts you at $32 million, that puts you in the ballpark of Brandon Ingram's $36 million salary. Now, Brandon Ingram's on an expiring contract, and you'd need to know whether or not he would re-sign and also what that deal would look like. So could you use some of your draft capital, all that stuff? Would the Pelicans be willing to take on an extra year of DeMar DeRozan? You know, those are questions that you could always ask. But I think everybody has kind of seen the DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine pairing, and like it kind of fizzled out after a certain point with the Bulls. And so, like, why not? I'm not saying that that's something that's going to happen, but, like, that's something that, you know, again, if all options are on the table, which they should be at this point, you just traded your franchise player and your team got older and you just even, made this tight window that you already had even a little smaller, then you have to consider all of these things. So I would say that, again, the Kings are going to run around trying to get deals done quickly. We do know that they're trying to be aggressive, that they're trying to figure out what it is that they want to do moving forward. But, like, look, you still have gigantic holes in your rotation right now as we speak. And not only that, you don't even have enough rotational players to make this thing work.
Right.
So, like, this is going to get tough unless Isaac Jones is playing 30 something minute or 24 minutes a night, which, and hey, I'm here for it.
If you're not making any more moves, if this is it.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Empty the G League bench. Whoever you think might be a rotation player for you next year.
Yeah.
Isaac Jones. Cool. Here's 25 minutes a night.
It's called capture the flag. That's what the kids on the street are calling it.
But that's the problem. Is there not, like, the Kings don't suck. They have too many wins to be part of that already.
Yeah.
You have teams in the NBA right now. The Kings could lose out. The Kings could go, let's see, they're 48. So what is that, 34 games? So they could go 0-34.
Okay.
They will finish with 24 wins. The Jazz, the Pelicans, the Wizards, the Hornets, none of those teams, that's four teams, are not finishing with 24 wins.
Yeah, that's tough.
Not even close.
That's
Brooklyn
wild.
Might not even get there. Brooklyn has 16 right now. Like, Brooklyn might not get. So you can't tank all the way.
No.
And you think Domantas Sabonis is going to tank?
No, not at all.
DeMar DeRozan certainly not.
Nope.
So this is, I don't, this is,
no, it's
if
tough.
There's not, if there's not additional moves made, there is no spinning this trade deadline as some like secret positive for the Kings.
No, I
no
agree
what
with you.
No matter what you think about De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
No matter, you could be like, I hated that guy. Okay. You could think that he was, had both feet out the door and was buying a house in San Antonio, whether he got traded or not. You could think, okay, that's fine. But if this is it, and you've now gotten a worse player without addressing any of your major roster flaws,
mm-hmm.
that's not, there's no spinning.
No, I totally agree. So I want to, there's two other things that happen here. Number one, the Kings did get another player in the transaction. They got Sidy Cissoko. He's a second-year player out of France. He played for the G League Ignite a couple of years ago and then was drafted, I believe, with the 44th pick in the 2023 NBA draft. I reached out to Pete Youngman, friend of the show, who, of course, was the trainer for the Ignite during that time here, and I asked him about Sidy Cissoko, and he said, salt of the earth, a pleasure to work with, eager and willing to work to keep improving his game. Like a lot of guys, he just needs an opportunity. And Pete said, we're more than welcome to use that quote on the air. And so, you know, like, again, the one problem with him is he hasn't played hardly at all. And actually, like, in total, he's basically, over his 2 years, has played the equivalent of 3 hours and 15 minutes of NBA action. He's at like 195 minutes of play. And so it's tough. We also did some like digging around a little bit. There's a lot of weirdness about his height and weight.
Really odd.
Very odd, because Basketball Reference is not usually wrong. But he weighed in at, well, 6'5" and 226 pounds at the combine. According to the San Antonio Spurs media guide for this season, they list him at 6'6", 220. He's a good size, you know, strong built individual. But again, just like experience is the problem. He's not a great shooter. Just, you know, probably more of a defensive minded guy. But again, he's only 20 and he has very, very little basketball experience. And the other thing is, this trade opened up another roster spot. Mm-hmm. The Kings are down to 13 roster spots at this point, including Sidy Cissoko.
Mm-hmm.
So I would expect that, again, Isaac Jones is up to, I think, 38 games on the active roster. He's only, maybe 39. He's only got like 11 or 12 more games that he can play. And I expect them after the deadline to do something like upgrade him to a regular roster spot. But you don't do that until all these other transactions are done.
Cissoko shooting 28% from three in the G League for his career, 46.1% from the field he averages for his career in the G League, 14.6 points, 3.8 boards, 3.2 assists in 29 minutes a night. So not a rotation player right now. Can he play for Stockton?
Yeah.
Do the rules allow that?
Yep. He can go down to Stockton. That's where I expect him to.
That's where I imagine he
can. I expect him to be assessed in Stockton for the next couple of months and see what you got. And he's one of those, I mean, he's on a two-way, not on a two-way. He's on a, like a second round, that I think it's a second round pick.
I see.
Like exception that they created that Colby Jones signed under. So again, he has no guaranteed money at all for next year.
916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. I've got a bunch of people on hold. Thank you so much for your patience. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up, man? Hey, Don. Bo.
There we go. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. What's up, Bo?
I know you guys got the Don going on.
All right, my man.
I was waiting for Don. I was like, but there's 20 of us. a few things. Hopefully you guys can keep up. Number one, my Curry Foxes are now retro. Only wore them to like four or five games before they're retro.
Love that.
So there you go.
That's That's interesting to have a retro shoe and you've only had them for 2 weeks. Number two, I'm on the side of loving this just because it's dreadful to go to games knowing you're not going to be competitive. And I do think LaVine, although the contract's not great, it's only what two years left after this year's completed. I'm not mad about that. I think that we can play this similar style of basketball with LaVine. And I think he'll fit in great. So I'm not panicking about that at all. James, I always laugh because when I'm watching the show and listening to you, we always disagree. We'd have a great conversation. The one thing we do agree about, it's hard to replace star talent in Sacramento. I totally agree with that. So I'm a little bit nervous on our future. Our drafts are hit or miss. So we'll kind of see where we go from there. But I'm super excited to see this core for a little bit. And a few players, I'm not so keen on like just throwing in the John Collins or the Cam Johnsons. I actually like the smaller players, like a Caleb Martin or like a Jonas Allen. I think Jonas Valanciunas would turn it. I think that we would be sneaky if we got Jay Val to go in there. And he could just hit people around, man. I think it would be fun to watch. So,
yep. Thanks, Bo. We'll appreciate the call. I don't think the shoes are retro.
I kept up. I didn't think I would, but I kept up.
Yeah, I don't think the shoes are retro. I think he's still going to wear the De'Aaron Fox Curry brand shoes.
Yeah.
So you still wear them. You still rock them. I'd still wear them.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't know. It's like he was mean on his way out.
No, I don't wear player shoes. Actually, he did release
this. You don't.
He did release a statement.
He did.
De'Aaron Fox
on the internet.
Did.
Do we have that?
I do. I can't quite find the words to express what I want to say, but thank you. Coming in as a 19-year-old kid and leaving as a 27-year-old man, I'm grateful I got to spend the beginning of my young adulthood here. The love for the city is unmatched. To the fans, y'all deserve the best. I wanted to end my career here and never expected it would end this way, but I'll always be grateful for your support. Thank you for the love you've shown me and my family. Sacramento will always hold a special place in my heart. Fox.
Cool.
Yep.
There it is. Okay, it's pretty standard.
Yeah.
All right.
Good dude.
If the rotation is Monk, DeRozan, LaVine, Murray, and Sabonis.
Yep.
With Keon Ellis, Cam Johnson, and Jonas Valanciunas coming off the bench. Are the Kings better post-deadline than they were pre-deadline?
Yeah, I would think so. Just because you added the wing depth and the size on the front line.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you can get, like, you're hard capped. So,
sure.
So every deal that you have to do has to be very cautiously created.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Vivek Ranadive has not shown us that he's willing to go into the luxury tax at all. And so you got like $10.5 million to play with right now. And there are ways to create other space.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've seen the Kings do it multiple times. They have all these second round picks now. Maybe they can get someone to take on a player for second round picks and stuff.
Yeah.
But there isn't a lot of like spare change hiding.
Right.
So making multiple deals is very difficult, even if you have a trade exception that makes sense, right?
Man.
Yeah.
So they couldn't even do that if they wanted to. So they are going to add one additional player if they add anybody.
There's always a possibility that there are other players thrown in a deal that could actually end up helping you. Like there's possibilities of additional pieces coming back, but I would say that it's probably like it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult to do multiple players.
It is so difficult to be optimistic with the Kings front office. We can sit here and go, well, they still need to do this. They've needed to.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's where a lot of people should be. It's just you want to be optimistic and think that they can do something. But again, like De'Aaron Fox said it very, very clearly, in his piece here, you know, he said, I wanted to end my career here and never expected it would end this way. He did. And even like he hasn't sat here and said, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here. What he said is, give me help or get me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose, instead of getting him help, to get him out of here.
Yep.
And again, they chose a player who's 3 years older, who has a long history of injuries, and who makes $9 million more a year, and instead of him. And then assets. And I think we get to a point where the Kings had got, everything is self-created. All of their woes are self-created with their pick situation. But they got to a point where they didn't have the assets to go do the deals that they need to do. And that's a tough place to be in. And
that's it.
I just did not think that it would require you to trade De'Aaron Fox in order to get the assets that you might be able to, you might need to go get some other trade done.
So this is the I don't know if irony is the right word. It's like there's a chance the Kings add the help that De'Aaron Fox was looking for, but only after trading De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And someone pointed out to me like, oh, well, now they have the assets to do that. And it's like, yeah, right. That's the issue. Is that they had to trade their best dude to acquire assets to just get depth.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't compute. And in an NBA where you've got teams like the Spurs and the Rockets and Oklahoma City and Utah who just have picks to burn, you didn't have a little. You didn't have a small amount of draft capital to go get anything. That's the largest problem to me.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, zooming out away from the De'Aaron Fox deal. That's the biggest issue here. Whether you like the Fox deal or not, whether you liked Fox or not, whether you like Zach LaVine or not, the fact is we're still sitting here and the Kings have the same roster issues, and the only way that they were able to acquire assets was via a De'Aaron Fox deal.
Yeah.
That's bad management.
And the collection of picks and stuff that they got back, the draft capital they got back, very minimal. Man. Like, that's not exactly what you expected at all. So,
more of your calls coming up next. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. We've got stuff to give you, and we'll continue dissecting the De'Aaron Fox trade. We also got to talk about the fact that Luka Doncic plays for the Lakers now.
Yeah, that's not weird.
What the hell? What a weekend. James, Kyle, Jiffy Lube, ESPN 1320.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Click that one before I was ready. James there, I'm Kyle. You want to give away some flowers?
Yeah, let's give away some flowers.
Valentine's Day is next Friday.
Next Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Sneaking up on us.
And we're going to help you with that.
Yeah.
Because thanks to our friends at, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this right,
Strelitzia
Flowers.
Mm-hmm. In Davis, California.
Out in Davis.
They've been in business for over 50 years. They started with the owner started selling flowers out of a bucket on the campus of UC Davis.
Wow.
Yeah, good. They've got a good origin story.
Love that.
Family-owned business.
And we are hooking you up right now.
Yep.
And now, you can keep these flowers for yourself if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend giving them to somebody you love.
Yeah.
Whether it's a significant other, parent, grandparent, whoever you want to give them to.
Yeah.
Or you can keep them for yourself. If that's the vibe.
Everybody loves flowers.
I want a dozen long-stem roses. I'm keeping them for me.
That's right.
James, tell the people how to win.
Yeah, go right now to ESPN1320.com. You'll see on the landing page a big Strelitzia Flowers place to go click in and enter to win it's one dozen long-stem roses with delivery courtesy of Strelitzia Flowers. So again, go to the landing page on ESPN 1320. And the code word for today, Kyle, what is it?
Love.
Love. L-O-V-E. And also if you're there.
Kevin.
There you go. As in Kevin Love. if you're not in the mood to just enter a contest and wait to see, it's probably a good time to go in and just shop. Go to Strelitzia Flowers Company.com. Strelitzia, Strelitzia, Strelitzia Flower Company.com. Use the code radio 224 for $10 off any purchase, $100 or more. Yeah, get your flowers early, people. Just order them now so it's taken care of and it's over and done with.
It's going to be my move. There's nothing worse.
I'm with
than
you.
Friday when you get off, we're like, oh no.
Oh no.
And then it's you and the homies down at your local grocery store.
And there's like 40 of us all standing there.
Leftover flowers.
Leftover flowers and card aisle that's just like disaster.
Get yourself some beautiful long stem roses.
Well, plus we all know that if you go buy flowers at the grocery store, you know, they're going to last a couple of days. You go buy them, you get them from a real florist, like a bona fide florist. They just last way longer look way more beautiful. So, yeah. Go visit our friends.
Now we're going to go visit the people on the phone line.
Okay, let's do it.
At the Oak Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Mitch is in New Jersey. Mitch, your thoughts on the De'Aaron Fox trade?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Mitch?
Doing great.
Yeah, I'm not happy with this trade at all. You got to be kidding me. He was your best play. You had a trade. You didn't get your penny on the dollar there, dollar for dollar. You're worried about giving up too much for Cam Johnson and Kuzma, why didn't we go after Luka especially, or even Anthony Davis? I'm sure if we drafted Luka, we would have found a reason to trade him too within 7-6 years. You know,
all the Mavs did
not do the right thing. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I think the problem is nobody knew Luka was available.
Yeah.
Nico Harrison, the Mavs GM, said yesterday they had one conversation. It was with the Lakers, and that was it.
Huh.
Because they didn't want word getting out and Luka requesting a trade and trying to force his way somewhere where the Mavs would get something less than Anthony Davis.
You know, trading Luka at some point. I don't get doing it this way, the way that it happened.
That's it. It's like, the process.
Yeah. And like, if you're a franchise that has been watching him and his habits for the last, 6 years or whatever it is, there is concern. There's the concerns over his weight, the concerns over his conditioning, mm-hmm. the concerns over his nightlife, the concerns over all of it. That you're worried. And like, look, he's already having injuries. Like the mm-hmm. last couple of years, you're seeing the injuries kind of stack up.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is because they don't think he's in great shape. And I don't think anyone thinks he's in great shape.
If that's what the Mavs internally are like, this dude is, we're never going to win with this guy, which seems kind of wild. But
since they made it to the finals.
If that's right, yeah. Last year, not even 12 months ago. If that's your thought, you have to do more.
Mm-hmm.
He's a one of one type of player.
Oh, totally, totally. But when you hear that, like, there are rumors coming out of Dallas that Luka's 6'6", that he's pushing 270.
Yeah,
that's a concern. He's listed at 230.
Yeah,
and even that is like. He's a big mm-hmm. guy, but
and there's his defensive effort was always really poor.
Oh,
and
of course.
I understand all that. I don't really agree with the idea of trading him.
Mm-hmm.
But the process has to be better.
Yeah, I mean it does, and like for the Lakers, like you say yes to that deal every second.
Yeah,
because it's not. I mean, like
that feels like the Lakers like low ball offer, and the Mavs just went okay, great, yeah.
Yeah, I expected more.
There's no way the Lakers went, Anthony Davis in a first is the best we can do.
Yeah, no Dalton Connect,
no other first.
Yeah, well, they don't have other first. I
thought
think
they had two to trade.
Oh, maybe they do. Well, they probably wanted.
And the Mavs had to throw in a second round pick?
Oh.
There's just no way that was the best deal available.
No. And when you hear 10-time All-Star for Anthony Davis, two things. Number one, I think, man, 10-time All-Star. Number two, I think, oh, that guy's going to fall apart any minute. Like, there for the next 2 or 3 years, they're going to be perfectly fine. Maybe two. I don't know if it's going to last longer than that, but like Anthony Davis, history of injury is also crazy. And so it's just tough to trade for a big man who's almost 32, who's, again, had so many seasons where he misses 30, 40 games.
What a weird deal.
Yeah. I mean,
and
that
now
was.
The Lakers just fall backwards into another superstar player. Neat.
It was stunning, though.
I was floored.
I was sitting at a dinner party for Chinese New Year. Shout out to my friends. And we were sitting there, and I looked down, and I have notifications for Shams. So I knew it was real right away. And I went, oh my gosh. And then it like went around, my phone got passed around the dinner table, like, wait a sec, that didn't just happen. And then our text thread was spectacular.
I drove home. I said this yesterday on the live stream. I was driving home from my folks' house. I always check my phone before I start driving because I don't look at my phone while I drive. Just make sure nothing crazy happens. Like, okay, nothing. I got 10 minutes to get home. 12 minutes, I think it takes me. And by the time I got home, I had 40 texts in 3 different group chats. Luka freaking Doncic got traded.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of why I had so much trouble processing the De'Aaron Fox trade last night. Is because we just saw Luka for Anthony Davis, and I think I was still trying to get through that.
Yeah.
I was still working my way through that one. Let's get to the Oak Grove Kia Talk on 916-909-1320. Don, you're on the Insiders. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Kyle, first of all, did you hear what Rick Bucher said about De'Aaron Fox today on the Colin Cowherd show?
No, I didn't catch it today.
He said that De'Aaron, because the guy hosting asked him, he thinks that Fox and Wemba will take down the Rockets as a 6 seed, and he says Fox and Wemba are not ready for that, and that the reason that Fox was traded is because Fox does not come to play hard every night.
Thanks for the call. That was honestly, like, that was one of the things when the Kings were struggling this year that we talked about on this show. Like, hey, is De'Aaron that dude? Mike Brown said it. After De'Aaron got all mad against the Rockets and had a good game in that first game against the Rockets, here at Golden 1, and Mike Brown said he's got to find a way to be mad every night. It's kind of what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But I think that's why he's better suited to play alongside a guy like Victor Wembanyama, who is pissed off to win every night.
I don't think that we have ever said that, hey, De'Aaron Fox is a perfect player. I've never said that. Like, De'Aaron Fox has plenty of faults as a player, in the same way that Domantas Sabonis has plenty of faults as a player. But that doesn't change the fact that he's extremely good and that he's an all-star level player. And not only that, but he's a top 20 player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's consensus. Like, he is, even in the poll, the Ringer, you know, top 100 or whatever that we go to all the time just to clown, he's always in the top 19, 20, 21, 22.
Yep.
Like, there's 450 players in the league, and he's always in that group. So that's how I look at players. As like, hey, where do they sit in the course of like a general consensus?
Fox was 19, by the way, in the last Ringer Top 100.
He was all NBA 2 years ago. He was third team all NBA, but he also finished 11th in all NBA voting, with Sabonis coming in 12th. I mean, he was very, very close to second team all NBA. Mm-hmm. I don't know where Zach LaVine is on their list, but I don't remember him being in the All-NBA discussion.
Zach LaVine is 44.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's in top 10% of the league.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Brian, you're on the Insiders on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up?
Hey, I just want to congratulate Vivek Ranadive for getting his guy. It seems like it's been a long time coming. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the DeMarcus Cousins trade with Buddy Hield being Mr. Ranadive's guy. And now he's got him. And you look at our asset chest versus other asset chests. The Bulls have been trying to trade this guy for 3 years since they signed him. And now he's ours. We're so lucky to have him. And we're so lucky to have Mr. Ranadive running this team. And it'll be really cool when the GMs, because, you know, we're the team with GMs.
Sure.
Get fired this offseason. Mm. And we can thank them for making this trade. Because, you know, who are we? Just the fans, right? So, yeah. Thanks, Vivek, and congratulations. You got your guy.
Thanks, Brent.
Okay, then.
Anyone pick up a hint of sarcasm in that?
I felt that there was a chasm that I wasn't going to fall into.
A sarcasm? Honestly, that's... Okay, so... all right, let's crack open this can of worms. I know Brian was doing a tongue-in-cheek thing there, but given what I believe the fate of this front office is going to be, it does feel like this was maybe more ownership-driven than the GM or the assistant GM looking and going, this is what's best for the future of this franchise.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
It just, given what we know about how they've operated, this just doesn't look like them.
Well, given what we know, like, of the past of this, like, the Zach LaVine thing has been on the table for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Zach LaVine's, like, they literally came out last year and said that he would love to go to the Sacramento Kings and play alongside De'Aaron Fox. That was last year, like, right at the beginning of the year. How much Zach LaVine would love to go join the Sacramento Kings.
Yep.
So, like, look, yes, like, Vivek has been a fan. I think some people forget that Vlade signed Zach LaVine to a four-year, $80 million contract sheet, offer sheet, and the Bulls matched that years ago. Vivek was the owner then. Like, Vivek was the owner. Vivek was part of the, like, signing the offer sheet for Zach LaVine. Like, so this predates the Monty and Wes situation.
Right.
And on top of that, why don't Kings fans who absolutely love to do this, why don't you go back and look what Zach LaVine said after they matched? Just go ahead. I'm sure you'll find it. Like, Zach LaVine was very excited to go back to the Bulls. So, you know, he's matured.
I have a question.
Okay.
If Zach LaVine was not on the table here, let's say the Warriors got the deal done and they traded for Zach LaVine. Is De'Aaron Fox the Sacramento King right now?
Maybe? I don't know.
Like, I kind of think he is.
I kind of think the Kings got to a certain point where they were super reactionary. And I didn't get that. Like, well, super reactionary.
But in the same way that we just talked about Nico Harrison, the Dallas Mavericks GM, going, hey, Anthony Davis is the best we're going to do. And if word gets out and he says he wants to go to Philly, like, we're not going to get anything close to Anthony Davis from Philly or any other team. So we just got to pull the trigger on this deal now. And you see the lack of return there. It sort of feels like that might have been the move here. Where it was, hey, Zach LaVine's on the table. There's another team, Golden State, who is heavily pursuing Zach LaVine. We need to get this deal done now because there's not going to be a better player that we're going to acquire for De'Aaron Fox. So let's just do this now. And that's where, like I said, I know Brian, our caller, was doing a bit there.
Yeah.
But also, like, there's a lot of truth to said in jest. And it looks to me like putting all the pieces together of everything you just laid out, starting in 2018 with that offer sheet for Zach LaVine and how much Zach LaVine has just kind of been like in the Kings discourse for the last 3 years, that they went, okay, well, we're not going to be able to get Fox to all NBA, and he's going to want out of here. So this is our best chance to get this guy that we have been trying to figure out how to get. So let's just do that.
Okay, so I would also point out that Fox has been very clear that he still wants to be in Sacramento. Like, there were two choices for Fox, like, at the end of the day. It was he wanted to either go to San Antonio or sign long-term in Sacramento if Sacramento did the prerequisite things to keep him in Sacramento. They decided not to do those things, and they decided to trade him to where he wanted to go. So that's admirable. But if you're a franchise, the idea is to get the most possible. And, you know, like I heard, hey, so-and-so is trying to get greedy in the deal. Well, not greedy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up, just not greedy enough. Like, that team has a bunch of really nice pieces hiding, you know, a bunch of assets. And I get it, the Kings didn't have a bunch of assets. They now still have most of those assets, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only do they have De'Aaron Fox and Victor Wembanyama, they also still have Stephon Castle. They also still have Devin Vassell. They still have Jeremy Sochan. They still have Keldon Johnson.
Julian Champagne.
Champagne. Like, you couldn't get Champagne in the deal? Like,
you couldn't get... Hey, who's not... Is it Malachi Branham?
Malachi Branham. Nope, couldn't get him. and that's where I'm looking at this like, okay, I get it if you want to make a deal with the Spurs, but does anyone realize that the Spurs not only still have all of the Hawks picks, they have all but one of their own picks, they have other picks, and they have a roster with movable pieces that they can go get the next player and the next player.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why they're the Spurs.
Woof.
Straight up.
And they're
up.
In the West.
That's why they're the Spurs. And you're competing with them.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool times. Good times here on the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The handoff with one of Damian Barling and Kenny Caraway. Maybe they'll both come in today. I don't know. He's James. I'm Kyle. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. This is ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
As a handoff, James Hamm, Kyle Madsen, and Damian Barling, D'Lo and KC, coming up at noon right here on ESPN 1320. My feelings about the De'Aaron Fox trade, Damian, my feelings about the De'Aaron Fox trade have just gotten slowly more pessimistic as the night went on last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had our live stream and at youtube.com/ESPN1320 and twitch.tv/ESPN1320. And I was kind of talking myself into, okay, let's see, here's the path forward, the best player you could have gotten. Okay, and I was kind of talking myself into it. And then the further we got from the trade being announced, mm-hmm. I think the more I dislike it.
Okay. I don't feel that way. I don't love this trade as a standalone, you know, deal. All I care about is improving the basketball team.
Sure.
As a standalone way to improve the basketball team, yeah, this ain't it. Like, this won't be enough.
Mm-hmm.
As a deal for De'Aaron Fox, like, I don't have an issue with it. I know, you know, we get our you know, we work the trade machine and we can go to this website and we can tell ourselves that Castle and Keldon and all these different things work. And what we don't often do is go, yeah, San Antonio probably doesn't feel like they need to do that. Like, San Antonio was essentially able to pull this deal without really trading anything.
Right.
They're trading anything at least of serious consequence.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. good for them. Like, they had, like, a certain level of control of this. I also think Sacramento has had a certain target in mind. Would they have loved Castle and Keldon Johnson? Like, I'm sure they would have. But I also think they wanted Zach LaVine, and this was probably their only path to getting him.
Right.
Now, the crux of the issue is people don't like Zach LaVine. And that's fine. Like, you're entitled to your opinion. He has to get to Sacramento. He has to perform well. He has to stay healthy. And I think Kings fans will change their mind. But I think one thing that has become increasingly clear, I just think we overvalue De'Aaron Fox across the league. I mean, this was a player who wasn't getting recognition by coaches for all-star bids. This is a player who didn't get a lot of national attention. So the idea that all of a sudden there was going to be this massive trade package out there for him, I thought was a little bit ridiculous. I thought that last week. I thought that when we started to hear details of what this potential trade might look like. And it became clear when we got word that San Antonio was not going to part with Castle in this deal. So, again, you can work the trade machine. You can convince yourself, oh, this works. But that doesn't in reality, that doesn't mean that the trade works. That doesn't mean that San Antonio has that desire. Your favorite line of all of last week, Kyle, the dozens of calls that
so
Sacramento got in relation to De'Aaron Fox. That doesn't mean any of them were willing to give up multiple first round picks or desirable first round picks or any player of consequence. Because, again, this is a player who repeatedly had not been voted by coaches to be an all-star. The one time he made the all-star team, he wasn't even voted by coaches. They said Jaren Jackson Jr. deserves this spot and not you. It was one guy.
Okay.
It was one guy who made De'Aaron Fox make the all-star team. And that's Adam Silver. Adam Silver names the injury replacement. Mm-hmm. It was one guy that did it.
Yeah, but to say Jaren Jackson made the all-star team and De'Aaron Fox didn't, it's because the Kings are bad. It's because they're not a good team.
They weren't
team
bad
right now.
That year.
Well, no.
I'm not talking about this year.
Okay, got it.
I'm talking about the year he made the all-star team.
Yeah.
Right, and maybe I'm mixing it up. I thought it was Jaren Jackson Jr. that got it.
I think that's right.
Yeah, he was an injury replacement that year.
Yeah.
Which means the coaches, again, did not vote him in.
I thought you meant this year. I mean, like, this year is something totally different.
No, DeMontis Sabonis should have been the All-Star this year, with all due respect to De'Aaron Fox. DeMontis Sabonis should have been the Sacramento Kings All-Star.
Yeah. DeMontis Sabonis should have been the All-Star. No due respect to Jaren Jackson.
No.
I'm just not a triple like J guy at all.
I actually really like Jaren Jackson Jr. I just don't. Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, no, we're tapping in. We're tapping in on the All-Star break at the Chase Center to watch Alfred Sengun and Jaren Jackson. Give me a break, man. Like, the league needs to decide what this game is.
That's it.
Yes.
Is this an All-Star? Is this a showcase for television? Or is this some sort of, like, coach's reward thing for playing good or being on a good team?
And are we going to say it's a good team thing and then allow a couple of guys who aren't good in? Who aren't on good teams in and just kind of ignore that? Or are we going to say it's a good team thing?
Like, it is a good team. LaMelo Ball should have been an all-star.
Facts.
Like, your audience wants to see him.
Yeah.
And you literally just like, F your audience. Adam Silver's running around here talking about changing the lengths of quarters. Instead of just saying, hey, it turns out the fans want to see this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's play him. Hey, can you not say anything stupid for the next 4 days? But outside of that, go have fun. Like, let the kid play. Like,
I don't know.
200,
the
to, what was it? 2 million, 3 million people wanted to see him.
Yeah.
It was like over
and you
four.
Just said, no, I'm good.
Led the votes.
There, in his position group.
It's crazy.
But I'm not down on the De'Aaron Fox trade. Like I recognize what it is. If Monty and Wes and whoever runs this team is like, okay, see you guys at free agency, then yeah, this was a failure. This was a failure because you're not any further along than you were 2 days ago.
You're worse.
You might be worse. But you're also a 500 basketball team right now with De'Aaron Fox on the roster.
Right.
So De'Aaron, I think, was the last guy to get hurt. Right? Didn't everybody play? Everybody missed games. De'Aaron was the last guy to miss games. And I think the first time he missed was the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he missed those
so
three.
So he played most of the games, and this is a 500 basketball team.
Yep. Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I just, at the end of the day, like, you have choices that you make as a franchise, and I don't see the value in the trade that they accomplished. I don't see the value in it. Like a Band-Aid solution in Zach LaVine at a huge amount of money that, like, realistically, the Bulls couldn't move off of. They've been trying for 2 years to move off of that contract, couldn't do it. And you it costs you your best player?
Because it costs so many different players, I think, to do that. Like, to hit a contract like that, you have to have multiple guys making upwards of what? $16 million that you want to move on from?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Kings had one player who made 40 that didn't want to be here anymore, mm-hmm. and were able to execute it.
The other thing with Zach LaVine is
it's math. I don't even know that it's the player. It's math.
They couldn't give him away this summer.
No.
Who?
Zach LaVine.
The Bulls could not. No.
They couldn't give away Zach LaVine this summer.
What are you two talking about?
No, they tried to attach at least one first-round pick, and there are rumors they're willing to go up to two first-round picks.
So what does that look like? How do you... Okay, you want to move off of his contract. How do you make that work?
No, I'm not criticizing... Like, they couldn't. They couldn't.
Right. You can't. Like, you literally mathematically can't.
Right.
Like, I think James thinks he sucks and you can't trade him. I think what I'm saying is mathematically trading him is difficult unless you have a player like De'Aaron who you that's how you work him in as a third team.
No, I get that, but like at Zach LaVine at $25 million is totally fine. Zach LaVine at $25 million would be great, but that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about like the bad contract that people, oh, I don't know if the Kings want to pay that De'Aaron Fox contract when he gets his next extension. It's like, okay, well, you just paid Zach that. You did, because that's what he makes.
Yeah, but for 2 years.
After this year, yeah.
Well, De'Aaron would have been five.
Yeah, I would prefer 5 years of a 27-year-old.
Well, I would have too, but yeah. He wouldn't. He didn't.
Yeah.
And we can't change that. Like, De'Aaron Fox, we get,
so
again.
You think it had, okay, so this is something we talked about earlier. You think it had it reached the point of no return?
Yeah, I don't think De'Aaron Fox wanted to be here.
He didn't want to be here under this circumstance.
I think De'Aaron Fox knew entering the season if he didn't make All-NBA, he wasn't going to be here anymore.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I also know that if they would have done some of the things that they should have done leading up to this season, that there was a possibility that they were a top seed. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but there was a possibility that he was All-NBA. And I think it was very clear early in this season that they were not going to get there. And then when the Mike Brown thing happened and they decided not to have a press conference, and again, he gets thrown under the bus, that was like, okay.
And that's fine. Fire the front office.
Yeah.
That has
Thursday
to be
at 3 o'clock. The trade deadline is over, and the Sacramento Kings have announced Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox have been fired.
Yeah.
Alvin Gentry will sit in the front office chair curating vibes for the next 4 months, because I don't know what you do in the front office other than sending your scout team out to watch college players.
And
vibes. And vibes. And that's it.
The ultimate vibe
Love
guy.
That for our guy. Yeah.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Hey, Vlade's still on the roster. He's still on the payroll.
Okay. Okay.
So despite the fact that we have no idea how Sacramento is going to respond tonight in Minnesota, I've put together a lineup on Underdog using Underdog's Pick'em game.
Oh, boy.
You pick higher or lower on two-player stats at least. You went up to 1,000 times your entry. It's really that easy. Get signed up now in time for the big game. Chiefs-Eagles going to have a ton of lineups built for that game. Here's what I'm rocking with tonight. I'm going Malik Monk higher than 7.5 assists. I'm going Domantas Sabonis higher than 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Mm.
Anthony Edwards, I'm going higher than 30.5 points.
Yeah.
Don't think the defensive effort's going to be there for the Kings tonight. DeMar DeRozan, I think he's going to get his shots up. I've got him higher than 23.5 points. Naz Reid, higher than 2.5 three-pointers made. And Keegan Murray, I think we're going to finally get a little bit of an aggressive Keegan Murray, higher than 12.5 points for Keegan tonight. That's what I'm doing on Underdog. Underdog is the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app, sign up with promo code Kyle M, and deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code Kyle M. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Promo code Kyle is fire.
Kyle M.
Oh, even better.
Kylem.
It's good.
It's my rap name.
It's good.
Let's get out of here.
Grammys.
You guys had 5 for 5.
5 for 5, baby.
Shout out. D'Lo and KC coming up next. Can't wait. Should be a ton of fun right here on ESPN 1320. Until tomorrow at 10 a.m., he's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Until tomorrow at 10, drink water. Be nice, people. Bye.